These are just some of the latest alleged gang members captured by Salvadoran special forces. Nearly 11,000 arrests in less than 3 weeks. Anyone over the age of 12 suspected of belonging to a gang is brought here before being sent off to a high-security prison, where they're being denied legal representation, mattresses, and sufficient food.
We are deeply concerned by the series of measures recently introduced in El Salvador in response to the rise in gang killings.
With a new amendment to the penal code, people like Erika Villanueva are also being targeted. She made the mistake of posting a TikTok video suggesting that she belonged to a gang, thus, according to a new law, inciting young people to become terrorists. Villanueva faces up to a 15-year prison sentence. But the government's declaration of war against El Salvador's 70,000 gang members targets not just suspected gang members and sympathizers, but also the media, which has often been a harsh critic of President Nayib Bukele. El Salvador's Journalists Association calls it open censorship.
These reforms are very ambiguous and violate the law and constitution because the aim is to control the narrative. The government already has the control of our institutions. The only thing that remains to control is the media and freedom of expression.
The penal code reform contemplates criminal charges against media outlets that reproduce or transmit messages or statements allegedly created by gangs that, quote, could generate a state of anxiety and panic. NGOs say they can also be targeted.
The reforms are dangerous because they block all communications with the gangs except by the government, not just journalists, but also organizations that work in the community.
Yet many ordinary Salvadorans support the president's hardline measures to reduce crime.
My only hope is that there will be permanent measures so that we feel more secure going to market and elsewhere.
It's good. We are less afraid. Those who aren't criminals have nothing to fear.
According to official data, in the last week, there hasn't been a single gang killing, compared to 62 murders in just one day last month. And the president is warning gangs that if they don't behave, he'll take it out on their imprisoned colleagues by reducing their meals from two a day to none at all. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.